They signed this gentleman. The first goaltender picked in the 2014 NHL draft was Mason McDonald of the Charlottetown Islanders. He got his entry-level contract yesterday, and he joins us on Hockey Central at noon right now. Mason, thanks so much for doing this, man. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. And Mason coming off a year with the Islanders, 28-22-4, and a really strong year with Charlottetown. Congratulations on your entry-level deal. How's it feel to get it done? Like, does it feel like it's any type of weight off your shoulders or anything like that?
Yeah, I'm definitely really excited. I've been waiting a while, and I'm just glad that it's over with. I was really excited when I signed. Both my parents were there, and it's just a really exciting time.
So it's just one of it's like this is specifically this one. This is just your agent, right? Just kind of leave it in his hands, and he gives you a call, and then you come sign it. Is it basically like that?
It's kind of he did a great job. It was all kind of in his hands. He does all the negotiating and all the talking for that, and he sends me the papers, I sign them and fax them back, and that's kind of how it works.
Well, good, yeah. And I know a lot of people excited to have you into the fold, specifically knowing your last season. I want to get into kind of your season individually, but first of all, just a quick thought on the overall year in Charlottetown. The team finishes second in the division. They end up going to round two of the postseason. Just your overall thought on the year for the Charlottetown Islanders.
I think we had a great year. We started a little slow, and we had a lot of new players coming from different teams, and as the year went on, we just progressed and became more of a family. And by the end of the year, we were pulling together good stretches of wins, and we just got a lot closer. And when we went into the playoffs, we had a lot of confidence, and unfortunately, I got hurt, but the rest of the guys did a great job. And to move on from the first round against Sherbrooke, it was great, and yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned you got hurt there. Mason McDonald of the Charlottetown Islanders, Flames second-round pick, is with us here on Hockey Central at noon. Yeah, game three of that first-round series against Sherbrooke, that's when it happened. Just give us the overall. So what happened? What was the injury? And give us the details on that if you can.
It was kind of a fluky injury, actually. It was something I was doing 100 times every game. I made a slide from my right to left. I felt my knee pop, and I got back up, tried going down again, and I noticed there was a lot of discomfort. I went off the ice, had it looked at, and that was it. The trainer said I couldn't go back out, and mm-hmm. I was done for the season.
Have you ever had a situation like that where you have to watch your team play for a long period of time and you can't go out there and help them?
Yeah, nothing like that before. It really sucked watching them from the stands. There were some good games, though, that I watched, and they all played great. The other goalie that was in Charlottetown, Daryl, he stood on his head for a few games, and the boys put together a pretty good series win.
Good. Is it a good learning experience, like to try and find something positive in the whole situation, a learning experience for you that you can maybe bank on going forward?
Yeah, I just realized that this is part of the game of hockey. There's going to be injuries. You never know what could happen. You never know if I could get injured again. It could happen to one of my teammates. And and if it did happen to one of them, I'd understand how they're feeling and maybe try and cheer them up at some point.
How is the recovery going right now? Like, how are things moving forward?
Everything's fine. I'm back to 100%.
Okay.
I was at the Hockey Canada goalie camp a few weeks ago, and that's kind of when I first started pushing my knee more, and ever since then it's been fine.
Yeah, I knew you were going to that camp, so I just wanted so that went fine. There was no setbacks. Everything's good.
Yeah, no, everything was great there. I kind of eased myself back into it, and the last few weeks of training and on the ice have been fine.
It's good to hear. Mason McDonald with us of the Charlottetown Islanders joining us here on Hockey Central at noon. Well, there's a lot of positives about this past year. You were named your team's MVP. You're the second best save percentage in the queue. Just your overall regular season, how good did you feel about it?
I felt pretty good about it. I think I definitely improved my game. I think I improved my crease play and how I controlled the pace of the game, how I controlled myself in the net. And allowing less rebounds, playing in my crease, I just think I got a lot better with that. And to get 28 wins and tie the franchise record for that, it was awesome. With a week left in the regular season, I hurt my back, and I wasn't able to try for the franchise lead in that. So I was kind of disappointed about that. But hopefully this year we'll string together over 30 wins as a team and have a good playoff run.
How's the team shaping up for next year?
we're going to have a good team. We just had two guys drafted to the NHL, and a few guys got invites to camp. So we should have a strong team. We have most of the guys back. I think, yeah, it'll be great.
In terms of minutes, I believe you played the fourth most minutes in the entire league this past year over the regular season. And in your junior career, this is the season you've by far played the most. Just how much better do you feel, and just how much easier is it to get into a groove when you're playing basically every single game like you were this year?
Yeah, it was awesome. I just knew going to the rink every day, it was my responsibility to stop the pucks for a good majority of those games. And my confidence just grew as the season went on. I felt more comfortable starting every game, whether it was a 3-3 or two games on the weekend or four games in the week. I felt comfortable going to the rink every day and starting.
So did you have to change your physical approach at all? Like, does it change any of the way you go about your day-to-day business, knowing that you're playing as much as you were this past season?
Not really. You kind of, at some points later in the season, you kind of have to focus more on rest and making sure you're getting the proper amount. You got to make sure you're eating the right things. And I did that, and I felt great.
That mental approach you talked about, was it any, like, the last couple of years you were with two different teams, and you weren't necessarily the bona fide number one guy. So how are the mental approaches different from the two seasons prior as opposed to this one?
Well, when I was a backup, I don't know how to explain it. It doesn't feel the same. You don't feel like you're the guy, I guess. You're battling for a position behind somebody, and you're just working to try and beat that guy out. And when you're the starter, you're working just as hard. And you know, coming to the rink, you have the confidence of your team. And I guess that's the biggest difference, having the confidence of all the guys, knowing that you're the guy and you can do it for them.
In conversation with Mason McDonald, second-round pick of the Flames in 2014, Charlottetown Islanders goaltender, just signed his entry-level contract late yesterday. You go to your first NHL training camp in September. What does that do for you in terms of confidence, in terms of just your overall mindset as you go into the season with Charlottetown?
Well, I think it'll be a great confidence booster. The shots at training camp are definitely a lot harder, and The game's a lot different too. The NHL game compared to the Quebec League games. The Quebec League's more of a wide open league, and the NHL is kind of more compact. The defense are better, and there's a lot less scoring chances. But I think it'll definitely help me.
So this past year, when you were around the team and went through development camp and all of that, how did that help you going into this past season?
I just think the learning experience of facing those shots and knowing what it's going to take to get to the next level, and just putting it all together and focusing on my junior years of developing and just getting better, and knowing that at some point I can get to that level and having that goal.
So throughout the year, I'm really curious. I've talked to skaters about this before, in terms of how much contact they're in with the Flames. But what about as a goaltender? How much do you talk to the Flames throughout the season, and who are you talking to?
Yeah, well, Troy Crowder, their player development guy, he came and saw me in Charlottetown quite a few times. He was there watching my games. We went out to grab a bite to eat a few times. And Scott Guthrie, he was on the ice helping me. And so quite a bit, I guess.
So how much does that help you? Like, how much does having that communication and being in contact with the team help you as you develop?
I think it helps a lot. When Scott came up for that week, I don't know if it was just a coincidence, but I had two great games that weekend, and I think it helped me going down the stretch, definitely. And when Troy would come, he'd give me advice, and he'd just make me feel good, and it definitely helps.
I know you talked about it a little bit off the hop, but where did you see the most improvement in your game over this past season?
I think in my crease play. I think I didn't wander out of my crease as much as I did in my 16 and 17 year old years. And I think if I play in my crease with the size that I have, I can be a really good goalie, and if I keep working at that, you see all the NHL goalies now. That's where most of them play. Dubnyk, Lundqvist, Price. They're all so in control, and they play in their crease.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where I want to get to.
So is there any area that you've pinpointed this summer or going into next year and say, okay, this is an area I really need to improve on?
Yeah, I think I need to improve on my rebound control, definitely.
Okay.
Just my pushes side to side, being more control, not falling over, and getting stronger. Those are all things I have to work on.
Just a few more with Mason McDonald of the Charlottetown Islanders. Take me back to last summer. You went to the U18 tournament for Team Canada. I know this year you went a little deeper in the playoffs. You were injured, all of that, so it was a little bit different for you this summer. But going back to last summer in that U18 with Team Canada, just tell me about that experience.
That was awesome. Going over to Finland with that group of guys, I played the previous summer at the Ivan Hlinka tournament with quite a few of them, and coming back with them, I knew a lot of them, and they were a great group of guys. And to win a bronze medal, it was a little disappointing because we wanted the gold, but at the mm-hmm. same time, it was a great learning experience and really fun.
Well, from an individual perspective, like, your numbers were great. Goals against under .200, your save percentage finishes at .930 in that tournament. From an individual perspective, how much did that do for you?
It gave me a lot of confidence, especially with the draft coming up that year, and I think it helped my draft stock as well. If I didn't play in that tournament, or who knows, I may not have got picked by the Flames, and that tournament might have helped my draft stock and,
mm-hmm.
and how I ended up here right now.
So now you've got an opportunity to come to World Junior Development Camp out here in Calgary at the beginning of August. So how exciting? I'm really curious as to how a goaltender, how any player kind of approaches a camp like this. How exciting a prospect is that for you?
Yeah, it's really exciting. You grow up watching that tournament on TV, and even last year watching Fucali and Comrie win that gold medal. Yeah, it was really awesome. And I talked to them at the goalie camp last month, and I know Fucali and both of them from camps before, and they both work hard and do everything they can to be better every day. And you kind of model your game after them. The two great goalies, Fucali, played great in that tournament last year, and that's kind of what I want to do this year.
So how do you approach that? Like, do you have to make sure that you don't put too much pressure on yourself in a camp like that, or how do you approach it?
I just approach it with the same approach I have for every game.
Okay.
I have in Charlottetown. I go in with confidence. I've been with Hockey Canada before. I know a lot of the guys going to the camp, so it's going to be comfortable, and I think I have a pretty good shot at it.
And now you're out here, and when do you fly out to Calgary for development camp?
Sunday, yeah.
Okay. You're going to spend a lot of time here over the next few weeks, hey?
Yeah, really.
Well, final question. You went to a D-camp last year. What are you anticipating at development camp this year, and anything that you're kind of looking forward to or know what to expect on?
Yeah, I know what to expect with the off-ice fitness testing. There's probably going to be a few scrimmages, and last year we went to the Stampede and did a few fun things, and it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, and you're going to go to the you're going to find a way to get to the Stampede again this year?
Well, they took us on the bus last year, so
yeah.
If it's kind of the same plan as last year, then we'll probably be going.
Nice. Yeah, it just started today, so you're coming at the right time, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the time. Congratulations on the entry-level deal. That's really cool, and I know that it's something that you've been working for, but congratulations just overall on the really good season and the really good campaign, and we'll see you out here in a few days, and have a good rest of your summer, hey?
All right, thank you.